You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
The only white boy band ever signed to Motown Records, and they had a flute player. How about that? Hello, it's Monday, October 16th. The year is 2017. The day is 289, 76 days until it's over. This year, at least. The world did not end over the weekend, which was forecast again. So here we are. We're back, and you're still there. It was 80 degrees at 10 o'clock yesterday morning. It dropped, about 35 degrees overnight and more in some places. It's about 50 in most areas of the Mid-South. It's dark. It won't be light till about 7:03 today. So here we go into the darkness and the early. Well, it's going to be dark earlier at night and dark later on in the morning till the time change, which is in 3 weekends from this past weekend. So something to look forward to, endless darkness and a depression like you've never known before in your life. So that'll be good. Wes is off. It's me and Sid sitting here trying to act like we're into it.
Yeah.
I got cold real fast. We were outside having brunch with the fam, and it got extremely, well, it rained. I went for a walk and to wake up and get my blood flowing. Halfway through it poured down rain. I was soaking wet, and my wife, she came to get me. And I said, no, I'm fine, because it stopped raining. And I said, go on home, I'm fine. And so I kept walking. And then the downpour came, and she came back. And then I got in the car, and I was soaking wet. So it rained some, and it cooled off considerably. And so we hope you had a good weekend. It was a weekend of just rest and a lot of football for some people. A lot of football upsets in the college ranks. The NFL had some upside-down things yesterday. Aaron Rodgers of the Packers, probably the best QB in the game, got hit really bad, and his collarbone is broken. He's out for the season, most likely. And other sports news that we'll cover, because the real news, it's really a drag to come back in here on Monday and pull up the news. And so, therefore, I think we'll likely leave most of it alone. There's some here that is worthy of note. And some not. Some of these things really get your attention. There's a story that popped up this morning just a bit ago that it says here, even as Bob Corker, who is a Tennessee congressman, senator, whatever he is, and many other folks are quite concerned about North Korea and the poking of this guy by President Trump, calling him little names, and which is just not a good thing. And he's being asked to cut it out. A new poll. Now, I hate to call people stupid, well, but it's just too damn easy. Half of the Republican voters in America, half of them, support a preemptive strike against North Korea. Overall in America, those numbers change considerably. And it is opposed by the majority of people. But the GOP folks think it's a good idea to start bombing the S out of North Korea. And I don't know what it is that you think is going on if you are that dumb or don't pay attention to the consequences of the actions if we do that. That just shows you how unbelievably ill-informed so many people are. And they don't look past anything except the badassery that is being sold to you, and you're eating it up with a spoon. Here is the next story that I got over the weekend. Congress was warned this past week that an attack on North Korea would result in them responding and killing 90% of all Americans. This little country that used to be, they've been there and been kind of a nagging issue. We had the war with them back in the 50s, which was never declared over. But these people have upgraded their systems to the point to where they could, if we keep pushing this issue, start pushing it back. And they have missiles that can reach the country and reach, well, Japan and Guam and things like that. So when this story pops up, and you know what? This is from Newsweek magazine, not some, you know, bad dumb rag. Washington Post and Newsweek both had the story. Over half of the voters on the right think it'd be a good idea to bomb them. I simply don't understand the brain function of people that think that's a good idea. It really is hard to believe. If this were to begin, you don't look at a map and look at the, you know, they are, it's just a disaster if this happens. So that's one that we'll have to deal with all this week, or perhaps it'll just all go away. Who knows? The other issue at hand is today, Mr. Trump is meeting with Mitch McConnell, that sweetheart, and some more of these people to discuss the destruction of this ongoing health care issue, which is going to go nowhere because 18 states over the weekend filed lawsuits to stop whatever moves that Trump plans to make. And just because he signed some paper doesn't mean a gosh damn thing. So the health care issue going into November, when you can sign up again with the ACA, and many folks will lose their coverage come the first part of the year. So people like me, for instance, I have no idea what I'll be having as insurance. And many of you have insurance at your work, and some of you don't. And so now there's an attempt being made to just entirely screw this whole thing up. And it's mid-October, so we've got 2.5 months to figure this out till the new year begins. So that is on the agenda this week for the Trump presidency, which continues to amuse and amaze. That's going on. I hope this thing with North Korea, that was quiet last week, and perhaps the inside people are getting to Mr. Trump and saying, look, sir, this is a really bad idea to keep, you know, calling this guy Rocket Man and making fun of him like you're in seventh grade. This has to cease. So that is out there. It's just, you know, dangling in the air in limbo, and you wonder where it goes from here, and I guess you won't know until something happens, and hopefully it won't. There's a friend of Trump's. I'm going to have Sid put this up on the Facebook page just as an interesting it is obvious that Mr. Trump is not a dummy, but there are different kinds of smart. There are street smart people. There are people who have been to school for 18, 20 years and they're scientist smart and they're, you know, book smart. And then there are the ultra intellectuals who are the deep thinking folks who make decisions, and they're probably in some cases, you know, world leaders and all that stuff. Mr. Trump, I think, is not dumb at all. He is crafty. He's a guy that buys up buildings and then builds and builds golf courses and builds casinos. And he does not have a really good grasp about the job he's in. It's a really tough job, but he doesn't understand how government operates. And that becomes more evident all the time. That's not really an insult. It's a really complex issue. A friend of his, and he apparently has not that many really close buds, Thomas Barrick, who appears to be a very, very bright man. He's a billionaire and one of Trump's oldest pals. And so he is trying to, the story says, Washington Post, this came out last week. It's a long story, but it just suggests that this gentleman is trying to pull Donnie John aside and explain that he needs to calm down with the tweeting, act like a president, and listen to those inside Washington who've been there for a little bit, that are still part of the swamp that has not been drained. But there are some people there who are smart and understand how these things operate. So, Mr. Barrick, I'll have to put this up on the Facebook page and the Drake in the Morning website, but it is worth a read. Mr. Trump is a very insular, He likes being by himself. He's a loner. He doesn't like being told what to do. He's a control freak and all that. But that is a very difficult job to be on your own and to be a control freak in and around. It's not a good idea. You need advice and counsel constantly. And especially right now with all these things on the table. And so as the year ends, you have to wonder what things he wants is just to get one thing accomplished, anything, healthcare, the tax plan, all these things which have not been defined and which kind of hang out there like, I don't know, they're just hanging out there with no details. And most Americans don't like the idea. They are concerned about it. The lawsuits continue. The lawsuits over this entire Russia, all this nonsense, they go on and on and on. The third quarter legal bills are in for Trump Jr. And the others. They're over $1 million, I guess. So those stories, that's just the news of the day in that area, just to share. That's what's going on. So how this week rolls out, every day is a whole new world, and you don't know what to expect and what's going to happen next. So just hope for the best and be optimistic and keep your eyes open. Overnight, an oil rig blew up near New Orleans on the lake down there, Lake Pontchartrain. 7 hurt, 1 missing, and this thing just blowed up. And this happens on occasion, as you know, and it's always a really bad thing. But it was in the lake, not the river in it. So this will, by all accounts, not affect their water down there and things like that. But this thing blowing up, I'm sure, you know, shook that place for a pretty good bit. On my news stories up here, here's what's wrong with the media, besides all the fake news, of which there is a great deal. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are engaged.
Who
gives a flip about that, and why is it news? Colin Kaepernick is accusing owners of collusion. Nobody cares. I don't want to hear about kneeling this week. I didn't watch any football yesterday at all, not a lick. So I don't know if anybody did their thing or not. But I'm tired of Kaepernick. I wish he and Harvey Weinstein would go off and massage each other in various places of their choice and F off. I'm tired of Weinstein. Apparently, he either raped or masturbated in front of, I think, most everybody in America that's female. So can somebody get him out of here? This is not news anymore. He's a sick, sick F who has been dismissed by everybody. He's out. He's done. It's not news. Stop it. So that's gone. I kept this piece from the paper on Friday or Thursday. That is, it was in the sports page of the national paper. And it sums up the solution to this kneeling thing in one story. Make the players stay off the field until the anthem is over with. And we've done our, you know, we've all, you know, the flag has been rolled out. Everybody sang and loves their country and we're patriots. And then let them come out and beat each other's brains out. That is so simple and so smart. Stay in your little locker room and tie your shoes tight and tape up some more stuff and put some more eye black on and shut up. And then when the anthem is done, come out and play. How hard is that to do?
Sounds easy enough.
It's all these never-ending histrionics and angst and stories and talk and threats and activism. Take it somewhere else. Everybody's sick of it. They want to watch football. Or like me, I mean, I did not watch one game. Now, the Cowboys, who I have followed since the 1930s, were off yesterday. So I didn't really care. And I still don't either way. But I don't see that anybody showed their behind, so I guess it all went pretty smoothly. I have no idea. The baseball we'll get to later. Last night, the Cubs played game two in L.A. Bottom of the ninth. That was pretty ugly if you're a Cub fan. But we have the audio of that that I'll play. That long hippie ginger freak. I hit a ball about 8,000 feet into the ocean, and the Cubs lost. They're down 2-0. The Astros are up 2. So the baseball continues. The football continues. College football was an upset weekend, man. There were some really, really odd games and some strange upsets. Alabama, I think, is without question the best team in the country. Nobody doubts that. They pounded the Hogs 41-9. Poor little things. And Clemson got beat. Auburn got beat. So that thing is just back and forth and up and down. So those things were fun. There were festivals every 10 feet. Why are there so many festivals? And there's one again this weekend. Do they make money? Are they for charity? There's one every day, every hour, someplace. And this wasn't always this way. So they must make money, or they must be a tax write-off or something. But can we stop with the Oktoberfest and Pumpkin Fest and the Your Mother Fest and stop it? So what else can we bitch about? Here's if you put your taxes off back in April, if you filed for your extension and you have spaced off, today is the day that you've got to file, and you got to pay something. Missing paperwork, or if you just kind of put it off, or if you spaced off, you might be among the people, and they're out there by the millions, I had no idea, who filed for this extension back in April. Today is the deadline for that return to be filed. If you don't do it and don't respond, it can mean serious consequences. They will start the penalties and all that stuff. If you owe them money, you'll face the late filing fee, 5% of the tax you owe per month, and they can really, really mess your life up. So you better pay attention to this, because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. So call somebody, and say, help me if you have just totally forgotten about this. Today's the day. So good luck with all of that. There was an earthquake overnight of no consequence, a 3.5 earthquake. And this morning the news is, there is no news. So Channel 3 had a story of a fire in Magnolia, Arkansas. Can somebody help me with this? And they've put poor Melissa Moon. She's at 201 Poplar, I think. They're in the dark with a camera on her. And she looks elated. She is excited beyond belief to be there. And I don't know why she... Oh, there was a drive-by shooting of 9 people at some topless club last night or something on Winchester. So, you know, it's just the usual stuff. But poor Melissa Moon. Just let her come inside where it's warm. It's just awful. Bless her heart. I mean, good Lord. What else? There's other things that are kind of fun. The best restaurant in the world has been named. We'll mention that. Dan Brown, this story will irk some people, and some folks will go, yeah, it's pretty smart. Dan Brown, who wrote the book, The Da Vinci Code, which spawned a sequel and a couple of bad movies, has a new concept on what God will be in the future. That's pretty interesting. And he's got a new book out called Origin, which is why he's back in the news. Pay TV companies are going down the toilet, which is no surprise to anybody. Their stock is dropping incredibly because people are sick of having their bills raised and being jacked with. And so they're being dropped. After decades of these bills going up, 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 people are sick of it. And they're in full-blown crisis mode, says this story. So we'll look into that a little bit with you. The Tigers, how about them Tigers, man? They beat Navy, and they were oddly Las Vegas, and those guys were 25th, the midshipmen, right? They were ranked 25th. And the Tigers were a favorite in that ball game by 3 points. They won the game by 3 points. They didn't cover, but that's called a push. So they beat Navy at home, and so the Tigers are now ranked 25th in America. So congrats, Coach. What's his nuts? And they win. Yay. The Grizzlies begin playing this Wednesday. And so all this is just going by so fast. It'll be Christmas time in a minute. It'll be Halloween in how many days? 15 days. Let's get that done, please. And so we'll run down these other stories. There's some entertainment news. And what do we have? Tickets to see Lucinda Williams at the Shell. She's one of them on the road, on the bus for the past 30-year hard broads. But, boy, she's good.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll give tickets away for that at the Shell. That's one of their big shows. So we'll do that, and we wish you a safe and pleasant and a good day out there in the real world. And you know what? I just heard this coming in. If it's Monday and you're waking up and you're hungover or you're tired or you hate your life and hate your job and everything sucks and it's Monday, the story I heard coming in, let's put this all into perspective. This lady in her early 60s was in Las Vegas. That has been now 2 weeks with her brother and her daughter. They were at the concert, all in a group watching what's his nuts play. And the shots rang out. Her brother, who was right beside her, dropped dead, shot in the head. She was shot in the leg. Her daughter was shot in the foot. They lay down and just kind of, you know, played dead. So that happens to them. They finally get back home. And guess where they lived? Northern California, where their house used to be. It burnt to the ground. So this week is his funeral, and they have no home. They got shot, and she lost her brother. So let's keep things in perspective, shall we? That's not a good day, not a good week, not a good year, not a good life. So be safe and keep your head up. It could always be worse. And we'll come back in a moment and discuss the emails, which Sid has the honor of looking at, mail at drakeinthemorning.com, because Wes is off and some folks may write, some may not. It's up to you. Right, if you wish. We enjoy hearing from many of you. Thank you for being there for us, and we'll come back in a sec. And look at the sports news. Football, Aaron Rodgers, bless his heart, he got whacked. And so he's gone. All of that and other stuff in just a minute.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning.
Give us a break.
On 98.1 The Max.
I had planned to play you the audio of the bottom of the ninth last night in Los Angeles when that guy, whose name has been blocked from my brain, the guy with the long red beard and the long hair, I hate him, whoever he is, but he's really good, and he drove in all four runs last night, among them a three-run home run to Dodgers, beat the Cubbies last night. And Chavez Ravine. They won the first game, too. So they are up now 2-1 over the Cubs. And there's a day off to go back to... Now, this is a best of seven. So not a best of five. This is a best of seven. So this, is, I guess, goes 2-2-2-1. Or maybe... I didn't... My paper's over here, but it's 2-2-1-1-1, perhaps. Let me see. The Astros are up 2 games on the Yankees. So Dodgers have won the first 2 games. They go back to Chicago Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the last 2 games are in L.A. if necessary. But L.A. is a really, really good baseball team. Great pitching. Now, the Cubs have a bad bullpen, obviously. But these games were fun to watch the past couple of nights. And the Astros and Yankees resume tonight. Game 3 is in the Bronx in New York. The next 3 are at home for the Yankees. So there's a ton of action left in all of this. But last night was a just a crusher. This guy, it's tied 1-1, and this dude just jacked one that hadn't stopped yet. So, thanks. They're done. Aaron Rodgers, who in my estimation, just my opinion, Tom Brady is one of a kind, but I think he's being held. He's just some kind of a freak of nature. He's 40 years old and he's still playing. They won, but Aaron Rodgers just is so good, and he's just so much fun to watch. But yesterday, in the first quarter of the game, he took a lick that knocked him into next week, and his collarbone was broken. So he is out probably for the year. Tony Romo had this injury, 2 years ago, and took him the better part of 2 years to come back, and he just ended up saying screw it because his back was messed up. But Rodgers is so good, and this guy who's his backup, who no one had a clue who this guy was. So they got beat, and now they got to pick up somebody this week, and the name Colin Kaepernick has been brought up because he is unemployed, but now he is opening his mouth and says he is being blackballed. Are you just now catching on to that, Afro boy? You are being blackballed because you began this whole thing, and it probably isn't right that you're being blackballed, but you started it, hun, and now you're going to have to deal with it. So the guy, he can play, and somebody will get over this nonsense and sign this cat. And before they sign him, they will ask him to kneel on his own time, maybe in a bathroom stall before the game, and let the anthem play, then let him come out and play ball. But this crap needs to stop. So the Packers have one quarterback, but not for long. Who will it be? Jameis Winston got hit and hurt. Who knows what his story is? Sam Bradford for the Vikings, who's been hurt ever since he played ball in college. This kid was always hurt. It was a shoulder 1 year, and now it's his knees again. This may be a career-ending thing. He missed all of 2014. He's hurt constantly. He always was. And now he may be done, and they probably owe him millions of dollars. So he's out of here. Pittsburgh, let's see. Giants won a game, right? They finally they are off and out of the unbeaten ranks. Yesterday, the Dolphins won. This team has gotten good all of a sudden. And Jay Cutler, the longtime annoying, bad attitude quarterback for the Bears, is now there with the Dolphins. And they're playing well. And they beat the Falcons, who are good. The Packers got beaten after they knocked out Aaron. The Saints have come alive. They beat Detroit and scored 52 freaking points. So, hello, Drew Brees and the Saints. The Patriots beat the Jets by a touchdown. The Redskins won. The Bears beat Baltimore. Houston beat Cleveland. Arizona over the Bucks. The Raiders beat Jacksonville. Pittsburgh beat the Chiefs. The Chargers beat Oakland, and the Giants finally won, and they beat a good team in Denver. So that's kind of hard to believe. Tonight's game is the Titans and who is it? The Colts. That'll be a snooze. So that's on tonight. So there's baseball and there is football. So the baseball tonight continues. Cubbies and Dodgers back tomorrow night in Wrigley. NHLS night, Vegas won. Buffalo won. The L.A. Kings won, and the college football, I guess, was the story of the weekend. Because, gosh, there were some upsets. Alabama, without question, the best team in the land. There's just they're so good, it's like a machine. They beat the Razorbacks 41-9. Sorry, Hog fans. Let's see. Georgia put 53 on Missouri. Washington, who was ranked fifth, got beaten by Arizona State, which makes no sense whatsoever. Let's see. Clemson lost on Friday night. LSU somehow beat Auburn. So Coach O has a gig for a few more weeks. That was unbelievable. Let's see. Oklahoma beat Texas. and their annual affair down there in Dallas. USC beat Utah. There were several more upsets. I can't really find them now. Michigan State won, and on. But you know who won and who lost. Ole Miss beat the crap out of somebody. I forgot who. But they scored a bunch of points. So yay for them for winning a ball game. And, it was Vandy. Yeah. So that is over. And that is college football week 7, I think, or 8. So this is all just, going by so, so fast. Hope your team won. If not, there's always next weekend. Hang in there. And the Colts and Titans tonight. If you just have to have that Jones, it's on TV, on ESPN. John Gruden and what's his nuts. So yippee. Snooze City. The email address at this program is mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Today, Sid gets the pleasure of trying to read the bad writing, no punctuation, but well-meaning and sweet people that write to the program.
Just kind of review it and then send it to me. I'll muddle through.
You spell check. Come on, dude.
If you speak to the phone, you have to enunciate like this. Donna loves the Friends theme this morning before the show started.
Thank you, ma'am.
She says thanks. So does Mark. Thanks for recognizing these rare diminishing individuals. Funeral for a Friend. Great selection.
Thank you.
Adam says, I like the Friend theme. Keep up the good work. Happy Monday.
Thank you so much.
Brad says, Ireland, hurricane. Don't believe those two words have met before in my head.
They are. That's a hurricane is heading up. It's going to hit Ireland first. You don't really hear that area ever being hit. But what's it called? I've already spaced off.
Ophelia
is going to tear up Dublin. So that's bad for... But Bono, thank goodness, he wasn't there. So Bono is safe. That's all that matters.
Bono will just pay for it, rebuild the
whole
place. Tree says, I think the prime responsibility of the Office of the President is to keep the people of America safe. I don't want America to be seen as the bully. We're Americans. We're the good guys. We help people. And then she says, 386 days until midterm elections.
Well, you just wait. And there are already TV ads on for this nonsense. And it makes your skin crawl to see Marsha Blackburn and she's the devil. I'm sorry, but she's already on TV, and I wish she would shut the F up and go away. That's just my opinion. Now back to you, Sid.
And you're entitled to it. Ralph says, found this quote quite interesting, so I decided to share it. I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them.
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson.
That's very, very well said. Thank you, TJ, and whoever sent that.
And he says, my sincere thanks. Friday the 13th turned optimistic when I heard Three Dog Night and Jefferson Airplane in the same segment. My coffee had not yet kicked in, so I'm not sure if they were connected by theme or just a few minutes. I experienced a moment of pleasant nostalgia. So
good.
Good. Justin says, dear Obi-Wan, I couldn't agree. I think he means I couldn't agree more with what you said about the entire issue about POTUS. I have no issues going back to war, but this issue is very delicate and needs to be handled as such. Granted, he needs to be removed and the country brought into the 21st century, but we have to consider China and Russia in the matter. Best course of, action, leave us alone.
Action spelled A-K-S-H-U-N. Action.
Attaboy. Best course of leave and alone. I think he means us. Watch them and wait for them to mess up and give us the reason we need. And the U.N. sanctions it. What? Just my opinion. Stay classy. Keep on rocking.
Well, this news story this morning, and these poll numbers, you know, some of this stuff is a grain of salt kind of deal, but some of it is, it makes you go, what? When half of the people who call themselves Republicans think it's a good idea for us to have a preemptive strike on North Korea. What are you thinking about? Do you know that little about what's going on and how this works? That is a frightening, frightening thing to see. If we do something to these people, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know this would lead to World War III. There's no question. You can't just, you know, go in there and start shooting some guys like it's on MASH and then come back home. This would destroy South Korea, most likely. There are folks there by the millions. There are, I mean, this is about Japan and Guam and Russia and China and America and all this. So all of you warmongers that think that you all want to go in and be badasses because your president wants to start bombing people and talking big and calling them dumb nicknames, you need to learn what you're talking about before this, you know, country is dust. And it that could happen, and you just don't think it could. Oh, let's just go in there and just, you know, kill all of them and we'll be fine because we're Americans. No, that's not how it works. This would be a war to end. This would really, really be a devastation that apparently a number of people don't understand. And before you start running your mouth, you ought to figure out what you're talking about. Next.
Thank you. David says, because last week or sometime recently, you were talking about being upset that you couldn't vacuum your yard.
Yeah, I'm trying, but it still doesn't
work. He says, you can vacuum your yard. It's called a billy goat, and it works great. I use it myself. Thanks, David. Drake has a big yard, though, so I could see him out there for hours.
And the leaves, but I've already given up, and I'm trying to get past my obsessive-compulsive nature because I can't make the leaves not fall.
Right.
I can't tape them all to the trees or glue them, so they're falling, and I'm trying to just think how pretty they are and not how annoying they are. So I'll live. But thank you, sir, for your thoughts.
Thank you. And recently we were talking about streaming services and TV and streaming for sports. And Don says, I recently changed from satellite to streaming services myself. I was worried for the same reason that I wasn't going to be able to watch any college football or basketball. I subscribe to Sling TV, which is live TV, but streaming. I'm able to watch.
Lawyer Bill's got that, too. I don't quite get how it works.
My brother does, too. I'm able to watch the all the ESPNs that also have the SEC Network, also have channels like TBS, TNT, AMC.
And it's cheap as heck, too, mm-hmm. Right?
He said he went from paying $200 a month to about $60 with Netflix, Sling, and Hulu.
Wow. Well,
I guess he has all three. So he's been able to watch all his stuff. So that's good. But thanks
you,
for the tip.
I think the downside is, but is it a downside? You don't get local channels. Which may not be a problem.
I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not sure how it works. But anyway, mail at drakeinthemorning.com if you want to email. Thanks.
Thank you so much for your nice comments. We appreciate you very much for listening to us and supporting our sponsors and just being our friend. Thank you. Be careful. It's cloudy. It's chilly. This morning, I was told by the TV man that I might want to keep a jacket or light sweater handy all day. So I'm just trying to help you. That is the best advice we can offer at this point. Dumbasses of the day are coming up.
Well, I've never been to Spain.